The government might be radically changing hands, but the 2017 tax filing season will open right on schedule. The Internal Revenue Service is gearing up to process more than 150 million individual returns. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers has an update on what IRS is doing to protect taxpayer information and smooth out the filing process itself. She spoke with executive editor Jason Miller.
So, Meredith, this seems like an annual ritual. The IRS has a press conference. They talk about the filing season. So what are they doing to prepare for the 2017 filing season?
So the season starts January 23rd. At least that's when the IRS starts collecting the electronic returns. And the IRS expects to process more than 153 million individual returns. And 80% of them will be submitted electronically. So that means it's even more important to ensure the networks through which these returns are going through is kept secure. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen talked with reporters about what his agency is doing. And what it boils down to is information sharing among the good guys and adding data elements to the process to keep out the bad guys. Here's Koskinen.
But what we have seen and continue to see, and not just since November, but as a general matter, is the criminals are well-funded and very creative and very capable. We have to be on our guard and never assume we're done, that we will get more creative attempts to hack into the systems, either of ourselves, the states, preparers, themselves along the line, and that's where the private sector and the accountants come in. We've tried to get tax preparers to understand that if people can't get into our systems, if they can't get into the state systems, the next logical place they're going, and we've seen evidence of that, is into the preparer systems.
That was IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. And back in November, Koskinen first announced this information sharing and data elements, which are kind of like little pieces of digital information from a tax return, like reviewing how long it takes to complete a return. That's something that you can look at to see, this is too fast, this is too slow. It might point out or flag, hey, there might be some funny business here. The IRS is also expanding the W-2 form verification code initiatives from 2 million forms to 50 million forms.
Now, I remember back in the early 2000s when they were just starting to push for that electronic filing, and they were excited to get a few million here and a few million there. But 80%, that's crazy. It saves them money, but all this cybersecurity also costs them money. So is that a concern? Are they funding these cybersecurity updates?
Yes, funding is always a concern, especially for the IRS. And now Congress passed a continuing resolution in early December to funding the government until April. So that's well into the filing season. And Koskinen said both congressional appropriations committees made it clear that the $290 million given to the IRS in 2016 continues into this year, which allows the agency to hire extra seasonal and temporary employees to help man the phones during the filing season for people who have questions or concerns or if something isn't working right when they're trying to file. Here's Koskinen again.
So we're assuming and planning on running, in effect, the same hiring process, and we expect that the activities during filing season will be the same. Obviously, we had high hopes that we would be able to increase the amount of money we got for taxpayer service, identity theft, and cybersecurity, because the $290 million was less than half of what we had asked for 2016. So we still have gaps in our ability to provide work in all those areas. So we're still hoping that there will be an opening to be able to add to that amount.
That was John Koskinen, the IRS commissioner.
Now, we know that the filing season starts just a few days after the new administration, President-elect Donald Trump, will take office. Is that a concern? Because obviously the Republicans have not been happy with John Koskinen. They've not been happy with the IRS. What did he say about whether there's some concern just as soon as filing season kicks off?
So Donald Trump has talked about draining the swamp and putting a hiring freeze on the federal workforce. And Koskinen said that if that ends up happening and includes the IRS, then we're definitely going to see a negative impact on the filing season. But he said, you know, he's talked to the transition team. They've come in because they want to know how the IRS works and what needs to be done. And he said that they are aware that this could be an unintended consequence if there's a government-wide hiring freeze. He said there's also been very positive discussions with the transition team. And this week they actually came back to talk about specific operating divisions. Now, he said there's also been no discussion as to whether or not John Koskinen, is going to get kicked out before his term ends in November. Some Republican congressmen have been trying to get him impeached several times. Here he is again.
They've been very straightforward, very factual, very, I think, productive discussions. In which there's been no indication that there's, you know, anybody has any axes to grind or any particular focuses other than trying to determine how the IRS operates across the sweep of its activities and what it takes to keep it operating successfully. So we've been very pleased with those discussions. We've made it clear to the transition team we're delighted to provide them any information that they think would be helpful to them in making sure that the transition is as smooth as it is.
Now, what's interesting about this, Meredith, is not only is the funding an issue and then the leadership is an issue, but remember, all of this happens, the IRS's mission is to collect money so the government can do other things. Is that kind of what the transition has been talking about? That, hey, it's not this evil empire of the IRS that everyone loves to hate?
Yeah, John Koskinen was saying, you know, we don't make the tax policy. We do the tax administration. You know, we get the laws and then we apply them. You know, he had said when someone had asked a question during this press call that he hosted, well, what are you going to do about the Affordable Care Act? Because, you know, there's rumors that it might just get totally thrown out. And he said, well, if that happens, that happens. But that's not going to impact the 2016 tax law, which is what we're working off of. And so I don't think there's going to be people going, oh, well, this could happen. So I'm just not going to file or check off the box for insurance. And I think that's what they're trying to get across to the transition team, is that we are not the bad, big bad tax collectors that you know, are in satires. It's more, hey, we are just doing our job, because if you want to do all these programs and exciting things in your administration, it's going to cost money. And we are the ones who collect that money that let you do this.
So many times people forget that. Meredith Summers, Federal News Radio. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jason.
Find Meredith's story and all of our IRS coverage at federalnewsradio.com.